The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices and so that they may go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb and saw the young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they led him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and they fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every story, we are accustomed to wait for the turning point. This is it. The night when the line between death and the resurrection becomes thin. You could say, death got swallowed. On one hand, we have just listened to the testimony of God's people in the Old Testament when Israelites were under the darkness of the Egyptian slavery. The cry of desperation to God and God coming in haste to rescue them. And just like them, we may have experienced alienation in our lives or any kind of sorrow like what they have experienced prior to the divine rescue. We also have listened to the Good Friday message yesterday. We learned of the selfless act that Jesus, the Son of God, did by willing to go to death, and the worst of it, death on the cross, and reaching even into the depths of the underworld to remove Adam's sin and to let the love of God touch every space and restore peace and grace. At this turning point tonight, we have hope that not all is lost as it appears. We have a firm trust in our God, the only one capable of turning our sorrows into joy, the only one capable of redeeming any given desperate situation, and forgive us so we can be acceptable before the Father. He is the only one capable of wiping away our tears and renew our life by his Spirit. So let me ask, will this night be a time when we surrender everything to God? I know, especially when it has been felt like we have been clenching our fist, will we let go? Will we let go? Will we accept that mysterious power of the resurrection to touch every part of our lives, even the hurting ones, those ones we've been trying to not touch, even those ones, will we let it go? And tonight, Jesus will triumph over the world by defeating death and the grave. So for this reason, Holy Week becomes our turning point. And I will explain, our walk with Christ will need to mimic the same journey of Christ spiritually, identifying with Christ, embracing these difficult events that often mirror events of our own lives, so we can emerge out victoriously like Christ Jesus did with the resurrection. So this turning point, as we heard in the scripture, brings out the Old Testament and the New Testament together as a continuation, but also specifically, it is the very beginning of this new covenant that is sealed by the blood of the Lamb of God. And that's what we have painfully listened to, gut-wrenching pain of Good Friday, the trial, the suffering, the crucifixion of Jesus and the desertion of his friends, and leading finally to the mystery of the resurrection. Yes, this turning point is calling us to understand that even when everything seems depressingly hopeless, have you been watching the news? Our tears and prayers are heard from heaven. God is with us. And tonight, we saw God's mighty act of salvation for all people in this new covenant. This Paschal mystery, where Jesus takes on the sorrow, the sighing, the bleeding, and the dying, and the laying on the stone-cold tomb, turning all of this into this great joy and life in the Spirit, the joy of new spiritual birth, being born from above. That's why tonight we make a point of recommitting our lives to a genuine discipleship, new life into Jesus Christ. So I will end up with this. May this Easter season bring you new life, new perspective, and new hope for you. May we become Easter people, people who experience the power of the resurrection in our personal lives. May Jesus be present into your heart, victorious in your work, in your family, in your relationships, and also present both in your joys and sorrows of our world. Amen.